Hello, I'm Bill.
I'm Brian.
I'm John.
I'm Eric.
And I am David.
And these are some of the sodas we like. So, David, our special guest, you have choice of what we're reviewing today.
Our listeners remember John and Eric from the last episode. David, do you want to give
a more descriptive
introduction of yourself?
Our last half episode.
Yeah.
Sure, my name's David Reese, and I'm a cartoonist, and I have an artisanal pencil sharpening business. I'm not a big soda enthusiast, so I'm a little bit nervous about this, but...
That's fine. Most of the people on the show are not. So
I do volunteer at my friend's wine store, so I am familiar with tasting quality beverages.
Good.
So. Which will have no bearing on this episode.
No, probably not. So,
but it does.
Our options today, we do have
class.
Yes. Power Malt Extra Energy, which is a non-alcoholic malt beverage. We do have Cola Champagne,
mm-hmm.
also non-alcoholic,
with a bitchin' cat.
Yes. 3S Orange,
mm-hmm.
which is an orange juice soda.
Yes, if my French is as good as I think it is an orange juice soda, not an orange soda.
Well, it does say orange juice right here.
Okay.
Soft drink with orange juice.
Bill's English
we can
is better than your French.
We can do a continuation of the Highway Cassis lemonade with
black currant.
Yeah, because we only got 4 minutes to cover it. So.
Or you can try one of the go-fasts.
Which is
green
an Aruban energy drink.
It's extreme.
We saw a commercial and we bought them.
Power Malt Extra Energy has by far the best the best packaging.
Excellent.
But I do not want to drink it.
That's how I feel as well.
Because my goal for this afternoon is to sleep, so I don't shouldn't have this.
Okay, so energy drinks off the table.
The Cola Champagne.
Cola champagne soft drink.
We actually bought two, so there's plenty to go around.
Yes. Bill, if you want to give a description of the bottle.
Oh, sure, sure. Everybody else do all the work for the pouring. All right, so we've got a lovely... This is definitely one of our loud sodas. It's a fairly clear orange. We've got a...
If I may interject with the release.
Okay.
Sauce.
We've got a pretty, pretty hip cat on here.
Wow, I can smell
drinking
that from here.
I think it's a cream soda.
Is it?
Okay. Yeah, I think so.
I think...
It's drinking out of the bottle with a straw. It's got some sweet yellow-tinted shades. It's a green cat. I feel that that's important. It's a soft drink without the tea.
I feel like Cola Champagne is pretty good.
It was bottled in Jamaica. Damn it.
Why is that bad?
It's not strictly Aruba. But it's from the islands. That's all that really matters.
Yeah.
We found it in a superfood.
In Aruba.
Yeah.
In Aruba.
The superfood was pretty great.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie.
All right. Bottoms up, gents.
Absolutely.
Cola Champagne.
It smells lovely.
I haven't gotten to smell it yet. Yeah.
The bouquet. Come on.
Oh, yeah.
Come on, guys.
Well, you've had the largest opportunity to do so.
I'm aerating it right now.
You got to, you know, put your hand over it and shake it a little bit.
Yeah, we should pay attention. We can learn a few things here.
I'm not picking up much aromatics, mostly the cup, actually. So I'm going to say it's very waxy on the nose. Or as we might say, very wax forward. it doesn't have much of a...
We do have some left in the bottle if anybody wants a little bit little bit more in there.
Well, I'll wait till we actually...
So I'm going to say that on the nose, I'm not getting much information about this drink.
It does feel like a cream to me.
Yeah, you pick up a hint of that. You know it's not going to be like a Tang or like just a standard
it's
orange.
It's not your standard
soda.
Lao soda, yeah.
Though
it does
have
a couple
bite.
Of tropical hints after that initial cream soda burst
that
intrigues me.
Yes.
It's sort of...
Though again, that
almost
could be
carbonated in your nose. Like, it just sort of, the carbonation goes into your nose.
I'm not getting
there. You shouldn't tip the cup so much.
There's liquid going in your nostrils
and
getting too much scent.
It's not very carbonated, actually. I mean, it's not like a Coca-Cola.
I actually do get my nose.
I will actually note that...
I have no head on it.
Oh, so the opposite turns.
Oh, wow. So the opposite of David, when Brian first opened the bottle,
a good 2-3 feet away from me, I was able to get a strong whiff of the scent immediately.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And but yes, now it has grown very faint. I'm wondering if it just blew out all the scent at once.
Okay.
So the microphone got all of the scent. So listeners, you're welcome.
You have smell-o-vision that hasn't been invented yet.
Does it? Yes. Yeah, so let's give this a try.
Yeah. It's like a cream soda, but it's got a little bit of like citrus or orange or something.
Oh, like somebody took a Sunkist and poured it into
an.
You
know how like sometimes like an orange soda is like really aggressive and like
tangy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a hard bite. This doesn't have that because the cream soda thing is like more mellow.
Yeah.
And it's already gone completely flat, which I like because I don't really like carbonation.
We get that a lot.
The two nights a year when I drink soda, I always open it and let it go flat.
Oh,
so
yeah.
This is a good soda for me.
No, this is actually quite lovely.
I am very, very pleased and surprised with, especially with what we started with.
No, this is quite nice.
Oh, wow. I just got a whiff of cough medicine.
I think that's the cup.
It's certainly possible.
I did get it out of the game room.
I have to say, as someone who sometimes works in a wine store, your choice of cups could not be more inappropriate. I mean, these are horrible cups for tasting because they have so much smell.
Yeah,
and it's so difficult to air.
Usually we have enough to come straight out of a can or a bottle, or a glass, but
right.
But yeah, I didn't feel right, you know, letting famous people or even internet famous people drink my backwash.
No. This is what we could come up with. So. Unless Brian wants to hop the bar, there's plenty of glasses right there.
I think that would be a bad idea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a siren right there.
That's actually the...
That's a dance siren. It's a different...
No, siren. That is, if you look at the other side, that is the next round's on me siren.
Oh, hey.
Ah.
Really?
Yes.
Well, it kind of is.
That means you hit it, and then everyone gets a drink, and you pay.
Well, no, this round is actually on me.
That's my understanding of the siren.
I should be in this bar more often.
Yes.
So what's the next
I finished
step?
It out. I hit a bit of lemon lime notes.
We can. We do have some snacks along. If anybody would like some snacks as well.
Yes.
We do have Venko Zvortzviches.
Oh yes,
but this is your call, being the special guest, out. Whether or not you'd like to add a snack element.
Yes.
They look like little white and black circular candy drops, which I believe are licorice flavored, but I'm not certain.
I'll have one.
Okay. John, would you like to try one?
I'm willing to risk it.
Okay, John.
What are the size of these?
They're very small.
They were pictured, but I feel like they're going to be smaller than pictured.
They're about the size of a Skittle. If I can get them out of the bag without... Jesus.
This is Radio Gold right here.
Yep.
No, this is what we're known for.
I think this one's one plenty.
Oh my god, they're all white. Where are all the black ones?
One is adequate. Actually, I'll go with one white, one black.
Yes, that's what I was trying to get.
Oh my god. That is maybe the worst thing I've ever eaten.
Right.
Is it licorice? I don't know. You could make it's like salt candy.
Okay. Well, now that John has poisoned the well.
What? You're gonna make a face as soon as you.
Oh dear God! What?
That is not licorice.
Is that? Okay. All right.
No.
As a person that does eat a lot of straight pure black licorice candies. That is licorice, but it is the worst, most bitter, salty, disgusting. It crumbles in your mouth. Like, you know how licorice, it's like a Twizzler. You chew it, and there's some chewiness there. This, you just bite into it, and it's dirt. And it gets all over your tongue, and you can't get it off. Oh my god.
Yeah,
I still have one more. Why am I doing this?
I've never had salty candy before.
Yeah.
Oh, the white ones are even worse. Oh, dear lord.
Right, I know I have to eat them as per our shoot, as per Bill and my arrangement, but I don't have to taste them.
I'm so glad you only gave me two.
Wow, you just did it like
to clarify, Brian just took them like a couple of pills with the last of the cola champagne. He is the smartest man in the room.
Actually, the cola champagne cuts it back.
No.
Yeah, I'm...
David declined. He is the smartest man in the room.
Yes.
Point taken. So...
Okay.
Oh, there's a little bit cold
Remember,
champagne left.
Those don't have the bearing. Those have no bearing on the soda, though. But
right.
Good lord.
No, I'm actually gonna.
No, the
give
soda
it
is way better
increase.
Now because it cancels out that. That's not a flavor. I don't know what that is.
Yeah,
but that does not justify a flavor.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh god.
I cried a little.
So
Bill has tears.
Do you want to lead us into the,
okay,
the judgment?
So we have a 100 point scale because our true co-host, yeah, Bob only believes in 100 point scales. Anything less is garbage. 50 is going to be your average. 100 is the best thing that you've ever had in your mouth, beverage-wise. 0 is complicated. It's like a dog throwing up, and then it eats it, and it throws up in your mouth. 0 is really, really, really bad.
Like the candy, okay, we just had.
So it's not, the scale isn't, 100 isn't the best soda I've ever had. 100 is the best drink I've ever had.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Or ever will have?
Well, that's a hard judgment.
That's why I'm reluctant to ever give something 100.
Yeah. Yes, exactly.
Once perfect, you do, then everything
I
will
think
be
my
100. It'll be IGN.
Yeah. I don't want to be a game reviewer score.
Yes. So, usually we give like a little anecdote, maybe a,
yeah,
paragraph or two. Or if you're feeling
handwritten,
just
double space.
Just paint a picture, yeah, of how the soda makes it feel.
Or the option that we had to use on the last episode and occasionally use is just blurt out a word that describes your current state from
and
the soda.
Give
and
it
then
a score. No pause between.
Yes. I'm going to go with 50 because I'm not a huge soda fan. If it was a 100 point scale relative only to soda, it, mm-hmm, would be higher.
Okay.
But because I don't really drink a lot of soda.
Okay.
I found this soda less offensive than most sodas. Does that make sense?
No, yes, that makes sense.
And so
that
for that
sense.
Reason, I'll give it a 50.
So how does it make you feel, Dave?
How does it make me feel?
Yes. I like to get deep in here with our reviews.
It makes me feel grateful that it wasn't worse.
It looked like
dodged,
there was a lot of potential.
Yeah.
It wasn't as hard as bitches.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, no,
that could have been terrible. I'm shocked that it wasn't.
Yeah. It's actually
the color, because the color is really kind of gross.
Yeah.
Sort of iridescent.
Yeah,
it's ominous.
Yeah.
It's an ominous color.
It's right. A golden orange-ish.
It looks
thing.
Like either very dehydrated urine or blood plasma.
Stole the joke right from under me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good assessment. Bill?
Come back to me. I'll come up with an answer.
I have to say I'm not really a big sugary soda person. I've switched to the diet train a long time ago, and now I'm sort of stuck there, as happens when you drink diet soda.
Mm-hmm.
But I also have a soft spot for cream sodas, because it takes me back to my youth, which may not have been that long ago. But I'm going to have to give it pretty high, maybe 80, because I have a weak spot for cream sodas.
Mm.
I'm just going to say, I just looked in John's cup, and he had spat the one Zwart's bitches that he had tried to put in his mouth back into his cold champagne glass.
I didn't
which
mean
is
to show
the
it
smart.
To you.
I don't care. as a aficionado of both orange soda and cream soda, I'm very fond of both of those types.
Mm-hmm.
This was very good. I can't say that blending the two was better than...
Was the right call.
Yeah, I can't say it was the right call, but it wasn't bad. I'm going to have to give it a... and I will say that I gave the Cassis of the last episode a gamer review score, so that was a bit high, but I can't take it back. But this one will score a 78, because it's, as David said, inoffensive.
Yeah.
It's moderately pleasant, but not exceedingly so.
Plus, I'm pretty sure it's a generic grocery store brand.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
Even for that, extra points.
Yeah, as we mentioned in the last episode, it is soft drink, missing the tea. So,
and earlier in this episode,
that may be another language.
I'm actually pretty certain that's not, oh, us being clever. I'm pretty sure that's a language barrier.
Whatever.
No, pretty sure it is.
But yeah, so 78. I'm feeling decent. I'm feeling like I need to throw away that bag of terrible candy.
Yes.
Or
put it in the game room.
Punish someone.
Ooh, John, you twisted bastard.
So, this soda kind of puts me back to, I want to say, about 12. Not completely...
Age, not score, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
It puts
say,
me back to 12
really?
Years old.
Oh.
It's not a situation where I'm thinking... it's where I think I know a lot more than I do, which I think starts at being born. And then... but I know that I know more than I used to, and I'm... experience. The world is opening up to me with this soda. It's
wow.
Not
the soda has opened up.
It's not like wonderful. It's like this is a new experience, and I am going to catalog that to recall later. It does remind me a lot of the Goose Island orange cream that we did.
Really?
A little bit creamier, less on the orange side, which actually I like, which makes me really wish I knew what I gave the Goose Island right now.
Yeah, I don't recall.
The listeners will know.
We could pause and
comments
look it up.
We could, but I don't think that's important. So I'm going to give it a 73.
Okay.
Right into the mic there.
I was going to say, I feel like I wound up taking a nap that I didn't expect and did miss something cool, but I woke up refreshed, which is great.
Yep.
So it does balance out. So I'm going to give that experience a 72.
I will note when he was talking about another orange cream soda, there is a Stewart's like orange cream soda that tastes like those Dreamsicles.
Mm-hmm. We're familiar with Stewart's.
Yeah.
We did their Key Lime recently.
Yes. Ooh, yeah, let's not talk about Stewart's too much because
that's probably
one we'll want to hit later.
Right, but I will say that while this is both an orange and a cream soda, I did not get that same feeling because I really like Stewart's and other finer orange cream
sodas. The orange is very, very subtle.
But it tastes like the popsicle I used to have when I was younger.
No, I'm talking
I really loved
this.
Oh yes.
Yeah.
So unfortunately, this did not bring me back to my childhood, which now that I'm thinking about it, it really should have, and it just missed. It just missed the point.
John, I forgot. What did you give it?
80.
Okay.
You guys gave it some pretty high scores.
I feel like
it was inoffensive.
I feel like I trend high with these sorts of things.
These things probably skewed it a little.
Yeah,
because next to that, everything tastes good.
But cream soda is maybe one of my top one or two soda types. So
yeah,
same.
And I did enjoy it. I enjoyed it quite a bit.
So that gives us 333, if I remember everybody's score correctly. Anybody want to divide that by 5?
333 divided by 5.
I know it's not a hard calculation. Mess. It's going to end with
6.6.
Yeah. Are you?
I have a computer
so
in
go.
Front of me.
Done.
6.6.
That
yep.
makes sense. Oh, yeah,
so,
duh. 3.3.3 is 5.
DG Cola Champagne. Apparently, on average, the devil's soda.
66.6.
So be careful.
Buy it if you are very far from home.
Unless you live in Jamaica.
Yeah.
Or Aruba.
Yeah. Right.
So thanks to our guests.
Yeah.
See you later, soda pals.
Thanks, guests.
Thank you. Thanks
Thank
for
you.
Having me.
Why did I forget about the sign-off?